This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on into the Locker Room Show. What a start to the Saints season. Black and gold, a 47-10 winner over the Carolina Panthers. We head back into the Caesars Superdome to check in with Deuce McAllister, color analyst, talking about some of the injuries before we get into some of the good stuff, Deuce.
Yeah, a couple guys had to leave the game, did not return, one being cornerback Marshon Lattimore had a left hamstring that he left the game with. Foster Morrow got checked for a concussion as well as a hip. Looked like he was just got hit on the thigh, but he left the game. And another one, Lucas Patrick, left the game with a toe, did not play in the second half. So that is something to monitor. You already had a couple guys that were dealing with some calf injuries and some other things. So got to get ready to play. I want to call it a short week, but you know, all of them are short. You enjoy, but you're on the road now. Let's see if they can bounce back and get a W.
Definitely feels great to be 1-0, and obviously seeing the Atlanta Falcons go down in their season opener, a great thing. But looking at this Saints team in this matchup, Deuce, some of the key standouts for you, obviously Derek Carr was one of them, having a fantastic day under center.
Yeah, Derek played well. He did exactly what you wanted him to do within the offense. He distributed the football around to different guys. He made some good calls, good checks. I thought that, you know, the one player that you want to get a little bit more involved is Chris Olave, but his opportunities will come. I don't think that you can fuss too much when you win by 37 points. you ran the football really, really well. I think that was one of the things that you knew that you wanted to do. And so I think that it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination now, because there's some stuff that, you know, there were two drives that you had where you had penalties and the defense had given you a turnover and you ended up having to settle for field goals. So if you are able to turn that around and make it touchdowns instead of field goals, then it probably looks even better. And the other thing, when I think you look at it at the end of the day, can you clean up the penalties? Can you clean up the turnovers and not have those but still create turnovers for your offense? So overall, really, really good start for this New Orleans team. But like I said, what it becomes is enjoy it here, enjoy it for the next 24. Can you build upon it? Can you bounce back? Can you go on the road? Can you show that you can do it at Dallas in a couple of days, really?
Obviously, you talk about building, and I think the offensive line definitely looks to build off of this performance as well. You mentioned the running game had a pretty good day, and overall, Derek Carr had decent protection. What were your thoughts on what the O-line was able to provide the team today?
Yeah, I thought they gave him lanes. I thought that they gave him time. You know, you only had, one screen to Alvin. Carolina did a good job of kind of sniffing it out. But outside of that, I thought that you were able to get the ball. You moved the pocket a little bit. You were able to get the ball down the field. So to be able to do that, that means the quarterback's got time. And so you had a plus 60. Like I said, you know, one of the things we were looking for with this team was some of the yak yardage. And when you can do some things like that, that definitely helps.
Looking at a guy like Alante Taylor's performance, obviously standing out, able to provide three sacks for this team. Never been done by a DB in a Saints uniform.
Yeah, it was only one time that they ran a zone blitz that they didn't get to the quarterback. Outside of that, Alante Taylor was able to get to the quarterback every time they ran that zone blitz. And so I think that was something that they seen from a scouting standpoint, and he was just able to make a play. Even one time, the last sack, he kind of got picked off a little bit, but he was still able to get around the back and make that make the play on the quarterback. So really, really good job to Alante Taylor. When his number was called, he was able to make a play.
Awesome stuff, Deuce. Hosh, you get to enjoy Club Dub as well. I'm jealous I'm not going to be down there with the guys.
Man. I'm going to let them kids have that, man.
I hear you. Appreciate the time, Deuce, and talk to you soon.
All right.